Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to talk about, you know, there's so much talk right now. This is kind of God's news behind the news moment. There's so much continuing that. We want to talk about a little bit about what's happening with the Second Amendment. You know, it's you're seeing a ramp up here of Second Amendment, gun control laws. The vice president, my understanding, was in Connecticut. And they're really looking to push massive gun control laws on the American people. And, you know, we do have a Second Amendment right that's in our Constitution. And this is a really, really big deal. And if we are not aware of what's going on, if we don't understand the importance of what is happening, it's going to be taken right from us, right from us. And so we want to make sure that we stay on the forefront of just communicating everything that's happening. I want to listen to this segment it's really going to encourage you. It's going to talk to you a little bit more about the Second Amendment and really what it means to you as an individual citizen. Listen up.
Guns, hunting, shooting, 300 million guns in America. We like guns. I was in the military. I scored expert with the Browning automatic rifle. That's quite a machine. The BAR, I shot with the carbine, the M1 rifle, and I've got more advanced rifles now. But I've been on the pistol range, and you shoot skeet, all those things. It's kind of fun. I mean, shooting is a good sport, and a lot of people enjoy doing it. But the tragic shooting at an elementary school in Connecticut quickly led to more calls for control of these guns. But opponents just as quickly painted to the Second Amendment and its guarantee of the right to bear arms. But what does the Second Amendment actually mean? Jennifer Wishon takes a look at that question.
Emotion fuels debate.
The people want us, by an overwhelming margin, to ban these weapons.
And I will tell you here today, you will take my ability to protect my Victoria from my cold, dead hands.
Politically, the issue can be a minefield.
The criminals won't go to purchase the guns because there'll be a background check. We'll stop them from the original purchase. You missed that point completely. Senator, and I think it's basic.
Senator, I think you missed.
Let there be order.
For the root of these opinions, you must go back to the beginning, when the Second Amendment to the Constitution gave a birthright to all Americans. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What does that mean? Dr. Joyce Malcolm at the George Mason University School of Law has written several books about the origins and meaning of the Second Amendment.
The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed gives the people the right to be armed for their personal self-defense.
It also serves as an insurance policy for liberty.
The idea that out of 300 million Americans, about 90 million own firearms. And when you have 90 million gun owners out there, that mere fact is a deterrent to any future head of state that this is a fight he would not want to pick.
The fight Britain picked with American colonists sparked the Bill of Rights. Americans attached the list to the Constitution to address abuses by the British Crown before America won her independence.
There are plenty of constitutions in the world that have wonderful lists of rights, and the people don't enjoy any of them. So this was meant to be a protection.
Still, as recently as 2008, there were questions about whether the Second Amendment guaranteed not just a militia's right, but an individual's right to bear arms. The Supreme Court settled it in District of Columbia versus Heller. It ruled that the Second Amendment protects an individual right to possess a firearm unconnected with service in a militia and to use that arm for traditionally lawful purposes, such as self-defense within the home.
When someone breaks in with a weapon, you have not just the right, but the obligation to protect not just your life, but the lives of the little ones that have been entrusted to you.
The court also ruled that the Second Amendment isn't unlimited, specifically noting longstanding prohibitions on the possession of firearms by felons and the mentally ill, laws forbidding the carrying of firearms in sensitive places such as schools, and regulation of the commercial sale of arms. Then there's the current push by President Obama to ban certain types of guns. But the Heller opinion says popular arms can't be banned, and many argue that covers so-called assault rifles, popular among Americans for both self-defense and hunting.
Faithful adherence to the original meaning of the Constitution is the cornerstone to protecting individual and family liberty in every regard, including the Second Amendment.
Jennifer Wishon, CBN News, Washington.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's great. It came from CBN. But let me tell you something. We have a Constitution. We still have a Constitution in this country. And it just ceases to amaze me. I mean, it really just ceases. I mean, it's like, really? Why? I mean, you got to understand that has not history taught us enough? I mean, is there not enough records to show us what man can do, what evil has been done? And if, I mean, it only makes common sense. It only makes common sense that a people should be able to bear arms, besides the fact that it's in our Constitution. I mean, when you have a third of the country that is armed with guns, it helps any other the government to be, okay, we're not going to get crazy here.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
We're not going to get crazy. Look, it's happening all over the world. Look what's happening all over the world. The ones who don't have guns lose, and we're not, you know, advocating any kind of violence or anything like that, but it's your right. It's your right. And to think that it could just be taken away just like that, just because of some, you know, lawmakers that just go in there and are not representing you, their constituents, are just doing whatever. It's like, wait a minute. You know, and they either really don't know, mm-hmm. or they've forgotten, rather, the evil that's been done.
Right.
They're either naive or they just simply don't care. They just simply don't care. You know, and the Second Amendment is very plain, very clear. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And this court ruling that occurred in 2008 really just solidified a few more things, or just kind of put it out there even more so, in reference to the District of Columbia versus Heller. Because what they said is that it wasn't just about a militia, right? It just didn't guarantee the right of just the militia's right to bear arms, but it was the individual's right to bear arms and to defend yourself. I mean, it protects your individual rights to possess a firearm and to be able to defend yourself within your home. Mm-hmm. This is your house. I just saw where four sheriffs representing, I believe, I can't name them all, but it was Oregon, Wisconsin, and two other places in the country that were recently saying that they swore an oath to defend the Constitution, and the sheriffs are the ones that are going to uphold the Constitution in that land, and mm-hmm. and they want their citizens armed. They want their citizens armed. I think about the sheriff in Wisconsin who put out that PSA, that announcement saying, listen, you can hide under your bed, you can hide in your closet, but I need you to join me. I need you to get certified. I need you to get trained up. Mm-hmm. You know, I need you to be able to defend yourself while we are on our way.
That's right.
And
it's just common sense.
Common sense.
Like, where is really? It? Is there any anywhere?
Right.
And to think, I mean, there was one senator that you heard there says, oh, well, this is a background check so that the criminals, when they go to buy a gun, now, it's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
I don't think that the criminals are going to walk into, it's just ludicrous, really. But I don't think the criminals are going to walk into the store, you know, and buy the gun. It's like the bullet
go
tax.
Go ahead and do a background check on me. Yeah. So I can purchase the gun so I can commit a crime.
Yeah, exactly. Please do a background check on them. It's exactly what's going to happen. That's the problem. They've been buying all these guns there at the sports academy, mm-hmm. and they have done no background check, and that's what happens. Like, mm-hmm. are you for real? Is it serious? And then it's like now the proponents of all these gun controls, they want to outdo each other. You know, New York, I believe, was one of the first states after the Newtown shooting in Connecticut. They were the first state, I believe, to enact more harsher gun control laws. I mean, I believe that New Jersey, California, and New York have the toughest already gun control laws on the books already. And they went even further. And my understanding is that New Jersey, they're looking at kind of doing the same thing. It's like, we need to slow down here. We need to slow down. And in terms of this young man, the shooter out there in Newtown, it was said that he has spent thousands of dollars on these video games. You were focusing on the wrong, you know, the wrong thing here. Mm-hmm. It's not a gun that kills people. It's a person behind the gun. It's not the internet that does bad, right? It's the person that can use it to do bad. It's not the technology. All this stuff is amoral, neither good or bad. It's what you do with it. And the thing that we have to just pause for a moment and think about this, because there's some people that are on the fence. You know, there's some people that say, hey, listen, we have gun control. There's other people that say that, listen, we need the Second Amendment right, you know, if we chip away. And they're chipping away at it. The thing about it is what else is next? Mm-hmm. What else are they going to chip away at? And then there's people that are on the fence, and they say, I don't know, right? Well, get this. When someone is breaking into your house, right? Mm-hmm. Breaking into your house. Mm-hmm. The first thing that you're going to do, since if you don't believe in holding a gun, right? And that's fine, that's your prerogative. But the first thing that you are going to do, right? Mm-hmm. Is that you're going to call the police who has a gun, right?
Right.
And you're going to pray that he comes quickly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to pray that he comes quickly to stop the man who has a gun is going to do you harm.
Exactly.
And we have to just wake up. And it's all about just being, first of all, informed. Being educated on educated on our Constitution, and I'm thankful that we've been even looking at the Constitution here more. And myself, in the last year and a half, I've got to appreciate more so the constitutional rights that I have as an American citizen, and I'm not taking them for granted. And I think the more that we communicate and share, and people really understand what's in this amazing document, and what the founding fathers, you know, had in mind and what they experienced. You got to understand the backdrop. You need to read the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this should be mandatory reading for everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. But we take the citizenship game, and we have a lot of humor. There's a lot of humor involved. We have fun. But we're learning. This is a test that people that want to become citizens of the United States take so that they can become citizens.
That's right.
I mean, we need to know the Declaration of Independence. There was 27 reasons. 27 reasons why we had to separate ourselves from England, from Britain. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you, there's a reason for the Constitution. It's our rights that were given by God. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.